Here is a media headline that would not have made any sense 15 years ago. Vox Media is the proud new owner of Recode, the tech news site founded by former Wall Street Journal reporters Kara Swisher and Walt Mossberg. And as you may know, we feature Recode journalists in a weekly tech segment on Here and Now. So joining us for more on this deal is David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent. He's with us from New York. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And let's talk about these two companies, which are relatively new in the media world. Let's start with Recode. For people who don't know much about it, tell us what it is exactly.
Well, Recode was the brainchild of Kara Swisher and Walt Mossberg. They had both worked for many years at the Wall Street Journal and created this venture there called All Things D that combined coverage on the website and in the newspaper with a conference they did every year, bringing together some of the biggest names in the world of business and tech. And that became kind of a marquee event. They decided they wanted to strike out on their own. They chafed a little bit under the leadership after Rupert Murdoch took over the Wall Street Journal, and they thought they could do this themselves. They built up a stable of very impressive tech journalists. And that's kind of the daily reminder of people in some ways, although there's a little bit of advertising about their conference business there. So this was their venture, their baby. And after just 18 months, they're now going to be absorbed by Vox Media.
And Vox Media, people may know for Vox.com, which is the site formed by the former Washington Post blogger Ezra Klein. But Vox is actually much more than that, a parent company of many sites.
Yeah, it's a family of sites of interest. You know, Jim Bankoff, the former AOL executive from back in the early days there, was really the driving force beyond this. He had created SB Nation, which was a network or an alliance of fan-oriented sports blogs in all the major markets across the country involving major sports. And he then built up these emphases around around tech, around real estate, around eating and food, around politics after learning, as you mentioned, Ezra Klein away from the Washington Post, either building or acquiring sites where they developed real passion both from fairly authoritative writers and also from their audience as well and good engagement. So, you know, Vox is trying to build a family of titles in the way that a magazine company might once have done.
Okay, well, let's listen to Jim Bankoff making the announcement about this deal yesterday.
For those of you who don't know our company, Vox Media, with a V, not an F, we are a new media company, been around 6 years or so. We have some of the leading brands for a new generation of consumers. And our company is all about three things: talent, platform, and culture. And really, having Walt and Kara and the rest of the talented Recode team is just an extension of that.
But David, both of these companies already covered tech. Obviously, that was Recode's main focus, but Vox did it as well. What's the logic of this deal from Vox's perspective?
Well, I think there are a couple here, one of which, you know, I spoke with Jim this morning, and he's made this point a couple of times in the last 24 hours, that the overlap between The Verge, which is really the tech site for Vox Media, and Recode is rather slim. Verge tends to be more of a lifestyle. They might be much more focused on, you know, how having an Apple Watch might change your life or not, or how it might affect your relationship with emails or with your significant other. Mm. And Recode is much more about financial transactions. Who's in, who's out, you know, is Twitter traffic stalling or surging, that sort of thing. And it's much more interested in the business side of things. He argues that the overlap of their articles from an external study is really more like 3 or 4%. The second thing is the conference business is one that many companies have gotten into. If you think about The Atlantic Company, the parent of The Atlantic Magazine, that's been an increasing a focus for them, an increasing source of profits. You know, once Kara Swisher and Walt Mossberg left The Wall Street Journal and Dow Jones, you know, the journal created its own team to replicate the conference business. And so that's been a source of revenue and hope. You know, all media needs to find ways to find financial backing for what they do. Recode has been ambitious in figuring out setting up a bunch of folks covering tech. They wanted to subsidize it that way. This has not been a game that Vox has been involved with. And so I think Bankoff sees some work there. The other thing I've got to say is he also – not only does he like authoritative people in their area, areas like Ezra Klein in politics and others in other areas, but also he likes people who are native or feel very organically able to create content in the digital space, who can tell stories visually, not necessarily through BuzzFeed, you know, animated GIFs, but more through charts, through other kinds of storytelling that are vivid and graphic and that draw people in and take advantage of what you can do online and couldn't do in print.
And have these newer media companies become true competitors to the traditional media outlets, New York Times, NPR, The Washington Post, CNN?
Absolutely. You're seeing both there's a race for people's time and energy. There's a race for eyeballs on the web. You know, there are tens of millions of unique visitors to Vox Media's audience. It's been a much smaller audience at Recode. But I think that people are looking at Vox and BuzzFeed and trying to take lessons from them in the more legacy media world, even as they are able to generate profits in their own.
David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent, talking with us about this big media deal this week, Vox Media buying up Recode. David, thanks so much as always.
You bet.